You are listening to MotivatingRadio.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Joining us today is myself, Dr. Cheryl Ainburn. I am the licensed professional midwife. And to my right, I have...
Hi, I'm Diana Blevins. I am the student midwife and was pregnant.
And then to my left, I have a beautiful...
Latoya Renew, birth and postpartum doula.
And we're super excited today and honored to be in the presence of our beautiful mama who just gave birth to our handsome baby over here. And today she's just going to share a little bit about her choice to come into midwifery care, her choice to remain, as well as how her experience went. And so on today, do you want to kind of introduce yourself and kind of just share a little bit about what made you even think about midwifery care?
Well, hi, my name is Jamisha. I go by Mimi. This is Jerian. And I decided to go to Miss Not the East Care for multiple reasons. I am very in tune with being taking a natural route. I grew up in a family where those weren't options, pretty much. You know, the things that they were taught is the way that they, well, kind of went about things when it comes to giving birth, how the household should be ran. And we're kind of breaking, you know, just routines of things like that in our household. Dr. E and Latoya and Miss Diana, they have been more than helpful with making sure I stay educated, you know, just kind of giving me the feeling that I do know what, that I didn't know what I was talking about whenever I may have thoughts about certain things, you know? Right. So being around a bunch of like-minded women like these three here, what made me feel very, very much at ease. And it helped me so much with my nerves and just even with my determination to give my birth care at home. That's what I wanted to do, you know, go back to our natural roots. And they are very much so close.
So I wouldn't ask anyone else better than y'all. So real quick, let's just talk a little bit about midwifery care. Midwifery care is a holistic approach to care. It dates back way before obstetrician work, in which women would be doing a prenatal, postpartum, later birth, and postpartum. And so the way we are set up is that we operate with women that are at low to no risk. We also work with women with unmedicated births. Currently, we're doing home births. We are also waiting for our birth center to be finished being built, so that we can start doing births at the birth center. But right now, we're doing home births. So I am a home birth midwife currently. And this is my birth team, and we just was able to welcome a mama and her baby the day before for Mother's Day, which was amazing. And so a lot of the mamas that come into care, they decide that they want to have more of an active role in their care, because this is truly informed consent. And basically what we do is we let you know what care is needed and necessary. And we tell you the risk of obtaining that care, as well as the risk of not. And your choice of what you do with that is that your choice. We empower families. We empower women. And don't get me wrong. I mean, everything outside of, you know, the risk of death, because let's be clear. The morbidity and mortality rate for Black women and babies in the hospital is 5 times their counterpart. And, you know, with all gratitude, we've had a success rate of working with over 300 families, and with that rate is 0 for us. And so we are very grateful for that. Definitely sticking to evidence-based research and the guidance of our ancestors. And so we are truly grateful for that. So usually when we bring mamas into medical care, Donna, will you share with what that process looks like if someone was to call and say, hey, I want to come in and have me work for care with you guys. What's usually the process for that?
Well, usually the process with that is we kind of talk with them just a little bit about the reason why they want to come into care, and also see what are their values that they hold from the tradition that they have. Also, if they, you know, if everything aligns up, have an interview with them. We'll get up an interview with them. Once the interview is set up, we let the team know that, hey, we have an interview coming in. And the interview is pretty much not us interviewing them, but them interviewing us.
It's vice versa.
So we interview each other and see if we're a good fit for each other. And we also give them a lot of information about the kind of care they want. We go deeper into their reasons behind their care. That means they wanted to choose meal for care versus a hospital birth. And if we're all a good fit, what we do is we set their first postpartum visit and go from there. But initially, we give them the choice to say day and day whether or not that we're a good fit for them, because we want this thing to be a wholesome, genuine experience for them, so that we're able to support them exactly the way they're needed to be supported.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And so, Latoya, for you, what have you found to be some of the benefits, particularly with Mimi's interview, that gave an idea that she was a good candidate for out of hospital?
Ooh. Well, one thing I love about so many of our clients, and Mimi specifically when we met, is this room is very big on energy. We are very big on knowing your people and having a good feel about the relationships that you're coming into and building together. And that's one thing I remember Mimi saying the first time we met her. Like, we spoke a little bit, we all introduced ourselves, and she just was like, this just feels right. And the building was a memory to her. It went back to, like, her youth living. Yeah, so that's one thing that I love was everybody here is intentional about how they serve. We are intentional about how in tune we are, not only with ourselves, but with our mission and our ideas and everything that we put into our care. So it was one of those things that the way that we try to push ourselves and the standards we present as a team, our clients just naturally match. Like, they come in and it's like, we want to educate. We want to show people, like, it's a whole new world in birth, and everything, including education, keeps going. And we get those kind of clients. They want to be further educated. They want to be more prepared, and they want to actually, like Michelle said, be literally a part of their experience. And that was one thing that I not only got from me, but we made sure that we check in with all of our clients. That's one thing I love about being on this team, because even as a doula, it's not like, how can I find my place? It's like, no, you have your place here, and there's no overstepping, there's no overlapping. Like, everybody puts in, and that's something that our clients love. And I think that's one thing that I love with Mimi, because she embraced it. She didn't run away from it. She took what we said. She did her own research, and we all just aligned. And like she said, Michelle said, we give consent and education to where we may offer, mom may offer, and we come together and we build beautiful birth plans. And that's with every individual that I love. So,
yeah.
It's like, you know, coming to you guys, it's almost like going to your cousin's house, you know, going to your family. So when you go somewhere and you feel that way, you know you kind of fell into the right spot. Like Toya was saying, like, that, where we go and meet up for our appointments, literally does, like, was a building for memory. I had to go to the same building when I was in high school. So just not even to know that synchronicity is how it built up, that I was going to, this building was just presenting itself to me, because in the long run, I'm going to come back to have my baby, a milestone in my life, something that's important, you know. So, and me building my new family was in that building. So they might have been there when I was in high school, who knows, you know. But yeah, it's just the case of the home feeling. Like, energy is very important. And if you can't if you don't have good energy around you, especially while you're doing something important, that's like giving life and risking your life to give a life, if you can't trust the energy that you're in, you don't even need to be there. It's not just you're screaming, you know, hey, rearrange some things, because that's, you know, that's what's needed. This, yeah. My baby's precious to me.
Yeah.
As I'm a first-time mom for you guys, you know, who don't know. So I got to celebrate my first Mother's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
And me, just being honest, a lot of my family members, you know, like I said, they're not as in tune into, like, my choices as Michelle is. So it was a lot of doubt behind the scenes. Like, she needs to go to the hospital, you know. Why is she trying to do this? I learned the scientific terms for what I was doing, but I still tell people I was in labor for 4 days. For 4 whole days without any medications, without anything, you know. It got to a point, unfortunately, that I did have to end up going to the hospital, getting transferred out of care. It's still fine because I went to the hospital with knowledge from Michelle, how to breathe. These people there at the hospital are like, oh, you're doing great. You know, you're taking that contraction, a big contraction. You're okay, are you fine, you know? And but all I remember is, you know, breathe. This, you already went through the worst part. Come on, just breathe it out, go through it. Toya did amazing for me and my emotions throughout my whole process. And like I said, this is my new family right here.
You are listening to MotivatingRadio.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
And with that being said, a couple of things. Toya mentioned informed consent. And so we empower our families. We empower our mothers and their partners to be able to make the kind of decisions that's best for their family, right? And so even though we work with the family and there's some things that we hold that's the same, there's some things that we hold that's not the same. And the goal is just to ensure and make sure that our mothers and our families are prepared to do what they need to do. And what Mimi was mentioning is that she had 4 days of pre-birth. And for those out there, hello. And for those out there that have gone through it, you know that it can be days of labor. And so she had days of labor, and each day we were right there by her side. Each day. But we do want to talk about energies and stuff and like how it does affect the space of labor, right? Mm-hmm. It is important that whoever is going to be in that space with you, that you guys are on the same page, because sometimes just the smallest energy shift can cause a disruption in your birth plan. And so just to kind of talk a little bit about the first day of contractions, kind of walk us through, like, what was it like for you and how was midwifery care significant in your first day or your second day or your third day? And then we'll talk about that fourth day of when we decided that, you know, it was time for you to go in. Because, again, we do safe, right, which is why our mortality and morbidity are in the zero.
Yeah.
We assess, we monitor, we manage. You didn't want to go, but after talking about, like, the, you know, what we came here for was for a safe birth, you know, a healthy baby. And if that means going to the hospital, that means you're still in line with your birth plan. It just looks a little different, right?
And the hospital is
utilized. And so that's what hospitals are for, emergency. And so talk to us a little bit about what it was like, you know, what happened on the first day, you know, what was our role? How did we show up for you or not? And even what areas where you felt like we could have done better.
Right. Well, I didn't get that feeling. Like, at all. Like, I don't feel like you guys are taking short. Honestly, I feel like maybe I wasn't as vocal enough as I needed to be, maybe, because I was so much in my head trying to be, you know, trying to be a warrior, trying to get bigger, like, you know, be as strong as I can. My first day, it was full of questions. From one, I already was full of questions because my body is pregnant. I don't know what I'm going through. I don't know what I'm feeling. I don't know if my boobs supposed to do this. Is my stomach supposed to feel like that? Why my back twisting? You know, it's like, so when me not knowing And no matter what time of the day it was, if I had questions, you guys, what if it wasn't Miss Cheryl, it was one of y'all was there like, hey, this is, it's supposed to do that. Calm down. Okay. I'm going to try to go to sleep. Well, okay, now it's dealing with words and I'm supposed to not be sleeping. So, you know, just learning to like, you know, remember to breathe. You know, that was important to me. Day one was a good startup for me to be in a great headspace to take on day two, three, and four. Because even though it did get a little worse, it's still like, though it works, you know, as much as deep as those contractions was getting. And to me, you know, how I was feeling, that those words stuck with me, you know, more than anybody else's words. Well, besides my honeys, you know. He was still there, you know, saying the same things, but it's like, I'm just going to check. I'm going to check and make sure that this is, you know, that just in case, I don't want to be even calm in a panicking situation. You know what I mean? You know I should, but like, no, okay, yeah, good and keep it calm, but this is an emergency. Let's go ahead and do something different. So just kind of making sure my brain didn't go through these ADHD moments, like overthinking, overstimulating, and causing myself to tense up even more, you know? So,
and you know, we did the powwow, which we talked about signs and symptoms of labor, contractions getting longer, stronger, closer together. And on that side of it, it sounded like it meant one thing. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of it, when they actually did, like, could you actually realize, like, okay, this is where talk about the longer, stronger,
closer together? Because if you ask me, like, is this because I've never felt them before? All of them was longer, stronger. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, it's faster now. I'm like, you know, and it was hurting my feelings with the timing them, and like you said, I'm not doing it right. I'm like, but this all, it's going on and it's long. Yeah. You know, so like not knowing that my energy was allowing that pain to prolong longer than the amount of seconds that it was supposed to last. I'm holding on to it. I'm tensing up and like, you feel like making myself feel it more. So just kind of managing the, you know, my education with my feelings, you know, was like, you know, a battle of the heart and the brain, or more so the uterus and the brain.
So, you know, let's talk about, you know, day four. Let's talk about day three. You know,
it was in the water.
In the water was day three. And in the water, I remember once you got out and I checked you again, I said, it feels like your cervix is swelling.
Yeah.
Right. And then I started asking things like, are you pushing? And I remember you saying, I don't think so. You know?
Yeah, because it's like, what I was feeling on the inside was as if, no lie, I had gas. So it was like, not that I had to poop, but I'm just like, okay, let me see what you're trying to sleep this morning after. So then it was causing me to push. But like, you know, but it was like, pushing more than normal. It's more like a grunt that came with it. You know, you don't waste gas that way. So this time I was going through each day like, okay, this is what Michelle was leaving. This is what I was doing that. But in my mind at the moment, I'm not knowing nothing. Like I haven't the whole four days I haven't looked at my phone. So I don't want to see the light. I really don't need the light outside right now. Yeah. So I wasn't aware of like really what my mind and my mind was doing.
Exactly.
So, you know, yeah, I was so that I could see. And now that I'm observed, then I'm like, okay, so next time, because it will be a next time. All
right.
It may be a little easier if we just go and knock down like some doubles or triples or something. Make me done like this.
I love to hear that there's no defeat, right?
Well,
and there's a lesson. There's lessons learned. Because
trial.
Here was the thing, right? So we were faced with a decision of the fact that your water also had been broken for over 12.
More than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. And we had given antibiotics. Now, I'm not sure why I'm not broken. We could have had a conversation and said, hey, listen, if you're okay with going through another day or two of this and distressing, we can do that to give your cervix time to kind of heal up and let the swelling go down. But that your water had been broken, we didn't have that kind of time. Now we're at a point of emergency.
Right.
Now, and then plus, you also needed a little help because you weren't able in that state to connect with your body enough to know how to do and when to do. And so it was just time, you know, it was just time. So tell me, what was your thoughts when the conversation started about, hey, we're kind of putting in a transfer. What was going on?
Oh, that first conversation about that transfer, I went in that room and I cried. Because the reason why is because, like, you know, honestly, I'm not going to lie, I have this disorder where I did it. Growing up, I felt like a lot of people were against me. Mm-hmm. So I did feel like, I'm like, I don't want you guys to give up on me. If I experienced that a lot, you know? So I'm like, I want to do this. I don't want to just, I felt like not so, I wasn't able to do it. I didn't want to disappoint y'all. That right there was, you know, I'm like, okay, I felt at that moment that it was something that I needed to do, that I need to push, and now that I need to, what did I need to do so that I can get the baby to come out? Because, like, I don't want to feel like I wasted y'all's time, you know? And, like, I wanted the connection that I did build with you guys.
It's not going to ever be
there. I just felt like, you know, I didn't want to jeopardize that because my body doesn't need it. So,
Your body was doing exactly what it needs to do, right? And it did exactly what you told it to do. Mm-hmm. But now, hindsight, right, we know that moving into this journey again, when you do decide to, we need to help you connect more with your body. Because this was an internal situation. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an external situation. It wasn't about us at all. Right? We were just there to serve you, right? And what was best for you. However, now from this, though, we get this lesson, right? That it's going to be important when Mimi comes into care, as soon as Mimi gets pregnant, and as soon as Mimi comes into care, we're going to start working on that mind-body connection. Right?
Can I say one thing? I remember that conversation we had, like, that last day we sitting on the toilet.
Yeah,
and the energy that I felt from you, I think I became an empath at that point in time. You know, as I'm over there gathering up stuff, my heart was so heavy. Because I was like, I know she really wants to do this, and I can hear the energy, I can feel the energy, and I heard the emotion that you had, and I'm packing, and I'm feeling like I felt like you. In a sense, you know, and it was like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't think that we're giving up on her. I hope she doesn't think that this is a discouragement, you know, and I didn't want to go. Remember, I kept telling you.
Yeah, she was taking slow.
I was taking slow. I said, Dr. Sharon, baby, nothing wrong. We're going to check back with you in an hour, you know, and I'm like,
And I knew. It was not a shadow of a doubt. I knew. But at the end of the day, I wanted to be the one to come. And on the way there, like, don't get me wrong, there is a sense of disappointment, but at the same time, not. Because we know that it was time for him to be here.
Right.
And it didn't need to look the way we thought it needed to look. And at that point, the way you, because it needed to look the way you decided what you wanted it to look, and that was healthy.
Right.
And it looked.
I had to, you know, the choice of, you know, pushing on probably another day or, you know, just go ahead and accepting the fact that I needed to go. More so, which besides, you know, my water being broken and I, you know, now we're really on a time schedule, you know, to get things going. It was the exhaustion.
Yeah.
The pain. Okay, I've dealt with that pain for 4 days. I'm thinking, you know, like, that's cool. But if I could go to sleep.
Yeah,
that would be cool. You know, I was like, you know what? We probably would still be doing it. But, you know, being able to get back to a better headspace and be able to push him out for, like, rationally. But that exhaustion is what made me just say, you know, I really need sleep. That energy, I did not have it. I felt that exhaustion that you were telling me that I was going to need energy to be able to even push him out. So even if it would have got to the point where I was able to push, I was exhausted, exactly. You know? So like, I wouldn't have been able to get that 100%. It's like that you were telling me about, being that the water was broken for when I got to the hospital about 24 hours, you know, they came and talked to me. It's like, hey, right now it's still your choice. You know, if you want to go and push him out, you want to wait. But right now, you and him are 100% healthy.
Yeah.
But you will be, just know that you're gambling, taking a chance and risk on you guys' health declining because that water is bad.
Okay.
So you can do a C-section or you can wait. I'm like, well, challenge that, you know.
Yeah. Well, and then also being in a situation like that and someone telling you that you're going to opt for what you think is the safest, you know, which is why we also stay in communication, because when we went to the hospital, was there any time that we did not communicate?
No. Like I said, this is my family. Like, if that was their daughter or their sister, like, in the hospital, and they was where, that's how they treated me. That's how I felt. Like, it's, every time they said something different, I was like, oh, make sure they said it. It was better. I'm like, no, my midwife said it. I'm like, they could be here right now. I went to bed behind this woman, you know, behind all of them, the knowledge and then the knowing what they told me and just listening, not sitting saying anything different. You know, so I'm like, well, just to know that at least one doctor at that hospital said something that I could rely on, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. A lot of people that try to tell you, once you have a C-section, you got to keep getting the doctor at the hospital, because like they're the one that tell you that, you know. But he was like, you know, don't think you can't have them rationally. Mm-hmm. You can still go through, you know, have that. So I'm like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Now I can know in the future, which is, you know, it's me being lazy.
In the future, we just gonna make sure that you have everything you need to have the birth that you want to have, especially after this experience. You will make sure, right? Yeah. You will make sure. And speaking of different traditions and things like that, what is this?
Okay, so as I grew up, you know, they say like when us women, or when women is on their cycle without a baby, they get the stretches. So if they tie a string around their wrists and it'll help them stay calm. You know, or not, you know, be able to manage. So even though I just got off at my first cycle for my postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I don't see why it wouldn't apply to me too. You know, we got this muscle of my baby. But I was just, you know, then people come up to the house, try to see me, they're not gonna tell me.
Right.
You know, so I was just like, just in case, you know, go ahead and stay safe.
Kind of help him regulate.
Yes.
Yeah, his energy and stuff.
And too, he's a boy, so
whether they're on the cycle or not, I think that it's good to have something that helps to your baby to regulate his emotions so that he's protected from any other emotions that come around that's not beneficial or helpful.
Yeah.
Right? So being in the hospital, upon discharge, did you have a postpartum visit skip?
With you guys, yes. Not with with anyone else, like, I am big on, as long as I can stick with you guys, I am, you know, I am sad like that this is not going to be our last appointment, but so now I got to go and deal with the set of people that I don't want to deal with, you know, but, you know, I'm not angry because at the end of the day, I know that I've done like my best to keep them healthy, so, you know.
And even with that, you get to choose how much of that care that you actually want to have. Well, sorry, it's here. Yeah, you get to decide how much of that care you actually want to have, you know, not to mention that I'm going to be a naturopathic practitioner soon. So, and so your care continued on after the hospital, you came right back into care with us. And so any things that you would say that you would have rather have done differently when it comes to midwifery care, any things that you feel that you would like for us to have done differently.
You are listening to motivatingradio.com. Remember to like, share, and subscribe.
Not so that you guys, but me, I was able to came sooner. because I did come to you as late in my pregnancy. Because I had been procrastinating on even coming to you guys. Like I said, synchronicities, I was throwing that word earlier, you know, I was already looking into you guys in specific. Mm-hmm. And then my god sister, she knew that I wanted to have a vaginal birth, at home water birth. And she ended up going, Toya, she's actually cousins with Toya.
Oh, okay.
And so she's like, hey, I got a cousin who's a midwife, I mean, who's a doula. And she will, you know, so I'm going to link you in with her. And Toya says, I work. Mm-hmm. So I was like, so it's meant for me to come to you guys because like it came back again full circle. Like you were supposed to call, oh well now you're gonna really have to call.
Right.
And it's really gonna be because my bachelor's was gonna hear me not.
Right.
Especially again, Mika being so far along into my pregnancy. I was going through part of the nature of a hard time with, you know, shin syndrome where I don't even know if you got my main coworkers or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I was still going on, so I start canceling their appointments. I'm not going to just be doing both like this. Then, like, what I can say was so amazing about Michelle and her education, her giving me my natural approaches, like, that I know that I want, taking the natural way out. And then going to the appointments through the said, the hospital, you know, clinics. So, you know, so hearing the all the chemicals, hearing all these different shots and tests and things, I'm like, it sounds so like alien talk to me because I'm like, that just sounds like it's not safe, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna give them a shot of the hemoglobin. Right, yeah. You know, then the first thing they... birth control. No, we some food around these sides. Like, we're in the business of growing our community and not society. You know, and so especially being blessed with the fiance that lives the way he does, because it's all his idea. I was like, you know, I love you so much, but you was not supposed to be here.
Good man, make it out.
Yeah, it will change your mind and say at least the true ones.
So just real quick before our time wraps up, we're going to take a moment and go around the room and just kind of share a little bit about each person, whether you want to share about your personal, but definitely want you to shout out what you guys do professionally. And maybe we'll start with you. Share a little bit about what you've done share a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Well, okay, so aside from being a new mommy, I am a painter. And I paint from, when I say I have no limits to what my paintbrush touches, I mean that wholeheartedly, from buildings, from 100 feet to 5, you know, it's just simple paintings where, you know, canvas work. I also do hair. So our lock community's here. I do maintain, I'm a loctician who does hair as well, but my first love will always be painting. So we just see anything to do with the art scene, you kind of can find me there. My specialty in that would be psychedelic work. I'm a big psychedelic person, you know, anybody that's watching does have education on it. I don't want to dive too deep, but it's where my art subsides from. Other than that, I am also, like, I talk a lot, so in a good way, I'm big on learning, so knowledge is very important to me and my household, whether it's Black education or even just overall as being a human and learning how to do, learning about the earth, yeah, and learning things of the opposites of whether, what can replace this aspirin, what can replace this Tylenol, what can replace these over-the-counter medicines and holistic. So
how can you be reached?
You can find me either on Facebook or into Instagram. Or find me at sign arc dot artby.meme, M-E-M-E. So you'll be able to find me there. And on Facebook, you can find me at Mimi B, the painting optician. And I'm at an arm's reach. So
awesome. Latoya.
Okay. Again, my name is Latoya, birth and postpartum doula. I also offer developmental child care services in home. I'm from Dallas. Not too much. I've been on the team for a little over a year now. Super excited. I've learned a lot. I love this team so much. It brought me to a whole new place into myself. So I'm just excited for every day. Hopefully I'll be in Darkness's role soon. I want to reach the top, and I want to see it all with this team. So just look out for it. Right now, birth and postpartum, which I love, which everything you've done here, because I love specializing with first-time moms and VBACs to show women that they can do it and empower themselves. And this was another one of those experiences that pushes me to keep educating myself to do what we do, which is another thing on why I love being on the scene, because education is big here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can you tell us a little bit about your business and how to reach you?
Yes. So my birth name is Madula, M-A-D-O-U-L-A. You can find me on Facebook, Madula Maternal Services, sorry, all together on Facebook. On Instagram, I am Madula Dallas, all one word. And I mean, both of those are my main places. I do help moms with everything non-medical. So doulas really help on the non-medical side, like we talked about, the physical, educational, the mental, deeply into spiritual if we need to. Same for postpartum and prepping for parenthood of any new level to just recoveries, schedules, all the way into childcare. I love developmental work, so I like to help preschool age, infant care, potty training, all of the good stuff that we kind of miss at home. I do in-home care, so I like to help parents closely. So I also go outside of childcare if need be. So it's all specialized work. Yeah, but you can find me on those same platforms for childcare.
Yeah. I'm Diana Blevins again. By day, I am a licensed therapist. I specialize in substance anger management, couple consultation, conflict resolution, as well as life coaching. My passion is birth work. So I am a certified doula, certified child birth educator, certified placenta encapsulator. I am a certified birth clinic, as well as a student midwife at this time. my main role is to make sure that I am there at all prenatal, labor, birth, and postpartum visits. I do assist with all these things. I am a primary student now, so I am doing primary care under the guidance of Dr. Cheryl Edinburgh. You can find me at www.naturalrootsdoula.life, as well as on Facebook as Natural Roots Doula and Birth Assist, and then at IG at natural_doula. Those are all of my my social media, as well as my website. Feel free to reach out. Feel free to contact me at any time. I'm also under the Tree of Life page as well. So reach out, and if you guys want any services, I just want to ask questions. We are always here to try to educate you as much as possible. We don't know, we're researching, and you can get back with you.
Hi.
Oh, yes.
I'm her work is all around the room.
Beautiful placenta jewelry.
Yes.
She makes this beautiful necklace.
Yes.
I also do, in my placenta encapsulation, I also specialize in placenta jewelry, as well as placenta chocolate, whether it's plain chocolate with nut, almonds, pecan. I do placenta necklaces, earrings, bracelets. If you give me a challenge, I will do it. I also do card keepsakes as well. I make you beautiful card keepsakes, whether we design it in an initial with the baby's initial and bejewel it out or whatever. So that's me.
Hi, Dr. Cheryl Edinburgh, licensed professional counselor, licensed chemical dependency counselor, licensed midwife, certified professional midwife, licensed esthetician, licensed massage therapist, yoga therapist, and your overall VFW woman with the heart to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I just came out on today to have breakfast and birth hour with some of the beautiful, amazing women that are in my circle. And we are so excited that Mimi decided to join our family. here at the Tree of Life Birth Counseling and Wellness Center. As you guys know, on this show, we really promote the work that we do on our for-profit to try to get donations for the work to be done in our nonprofit, Completely Fit, A Healthy Lifestyle, in which we work to serve family individuals in the community on the journey to their best selves, whether it's in mental or maternal health and wellness. We just work together just to make sure that our community has what it needs. With that being said, also stay tuned for our men's group that meets monthly, every 2 months, to come out and just kind of, they get together as men, they talk about life. It doesn't have to be about the birth world. It's just about life in general. They have all their things that they have to deal with, and we want them to be good and healthy and well and have safe space for that as we create safe space for us. Again, I want to thank you on today for joining us and for coming out today and listening to Elevate with Dr. Cheryl, hosted by Motivating Radio. Thank you.
Motivating Radio, your source for I Feel Great information.